Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got ourselves quite a day on the show. Debate days at WIP continue. We'll welcome in studio today at 12. Paul Jolovitz, we got
have
huge
facts, yeah. Folks. Facts.
I have facts for Jolovitz. I have them. All right, Jolly joins us at noon. We'll get to the Phils who win last night in Colorado and now have the best record in the NL, including first place in the NL East. You people, a lot to discuss today, including the NFL and the minutes being counted down here. It's a decision on the tush push. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, man, just let those girls play basketball, man. Just let them play. I mean, we don't need all that extra commentary and talking about this, that, and the third. Man, just let them damn girl, well, excuse me, those women play basketball. Let those women play basketball and be great in their own way, man. That's it. Just that's all.
I agree. Less of the extracurricular, more of the basketball. All right, so Hugh, let's have a discussion on something we've discussed before, but it's coming to a head now. Seriously, like today and tomorrow, the NFL owners are meeting.
It's the final countdown.
I know. I know. It feels like it. Yeah, they're going to vote. The tush push vote is coming in. 215-592-9494. All right. So,
what?
Well, it's just, you know, it's I'm melancholy.
Feeling some kind of way?
I am. My gut feeling.
What's that song Kyle like to play? I will. There it is. Good pull.
Kyle's ready to roll.
Hey, listen, man. Will you let that sing in for a minute before I say what I got to say.
Hear those words.
Don't let your it's a wrap. We going to be all right, man. We are going to be okay. I'm optimistic. Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen today.
Let's hear it.
Y'all ready for this? Mm-hmm. The people out there listening? Yeah, they about to ban the tush push. Just want to put that out there and get y'all mind ready for it. They are about to ban the tush push. But damage has already been done. We have been in a situation. I don't know this for sure. I'm speculating.
Recklessly?
Recklessly speculating.
Here we go.
Coach Sirianni, Coach Bubblehead, new inked bread Bubblehead, has figured out a way. They knew this was coming, so they've gotten ahead of this. So everything's going to be fine, man. This is not the Eagles' identity. I think that a lot of people feel that way. I was listening to Frankie Louvu talk about it. Listen, and I'm a victim of this as well. If you're going to be, like, I'm pretty sure you should have known that you were probably going to be asked questions about the tush push because that's the hot topic.
Sure.
It don't hurt to do a little homework before you start talking. Like, a little bit. Like, you know, I'm not trying to take shots at Frankie. I guess it kind of is. But the way you were trying to to articulate why you think it's a bad play, don't use frame of references that you're not familiar with, like rugby. Like you, it's a rugby scrum. Because if I'm not, again, not taking shots, but if you've never been in a rugby scrum, how can you compare it to a rugby scrum?
Yeah, like a clip you've seen. Like,
yeah. Like you can see, like there are certain things that happen that you can't. I just don't think it's fair to say that, because I sat there with Jordan Mailata, who's played rugby, mm-hmm. and when somebody said they compared it to a rugby scrum, he got upset. He got visually upset.
And he literally
and he
has played.
Literally yeah. had, exactly.
He knows.
He knows what a scrum is. I will tell you from my limited knowledge of rugby, because I did rugby before I did ESPN. I did some rugby stuff. Rugby is a lot harder physically than football as far as the endurance and the stamina that you have to play rugby.
Wait, you broadcasted rugby?
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle, we need to find that. We need to dig into the archives. Hugh Douglas broadcasting rugby is something we didn't know about.
Yeah, I did that. Like, man, I've done a little bit of everything. Kyle,
contact the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. See if they have the tapes. I need to hear
Kyle,
them.
See, Kyle, that's not fair, because on radio, I get more of a chance to be myself. So I'm being – right now, I can be my authentic self. And a lot of times when I'm my authentic self, I tend to stutter a little bit because there are certain thoughts that I have that I'm processing that in my stream of consciousness, I got to walk back because it might be bad.
Sorry, if I'm distracted, I'm searching YouTube for Hugh
Brock. BBC America?
Yes.
Gained the opportunity after a successful guest appearance during which he participated in taped segments where he tried to play the sport, interviewed zookeepers, and took Irish step dancing
lessons.
Wait
a second. How did you not tell us this stuff?
Listen, I hate that I told y'all now, because now Kyle is doing what Kyle does. And he's trying to find fodder.
Everyone, be on the lookout. We're going to bring you some audio of Hugh Douglas's rugby time broadcast. All right, Hugh, continue. So you think it's over?
I think it's done.
Yeah,
I think it's done. I mean, because there's been a lot of rewording, analyzing this and talking about this. And you know what? The thing that bothers me about all this is that everybody's trying to use the same narrative. But when they do it, and this is how I feel about everything. You know when somebody's lying, they stutter. They stutter quite a bit because they're trying to formulate their thoughts while they're telling a lie.
Yeah. They're not being genuine.
They're trying to think it through as they go. And basically, that's what I heard from Frankie Louvell this morning.
So I heard the same thing. I also saw this. So the proposal has been rewritten here by the Green Bay Packers. 215-592-9494 for the hop in. What's your gut feeling as the vote's about to come down? Is the tush push gone? Hugh Douglas believes it is. So the Packers rewrote the proposal. Remember a couple months ago when we did this, and it was, I think it was Jim Harbaugh from the Chargers was like, maybe I'd vote yes, but it's a little worded weird. I don't really understand what they're changing. Well, now they've reworded this. So here is the proposal that they're going to vote on this week, the owners, okay? I'm reading exactly from a 2025 playing rule proposal, number 5A, article number 4, assisting the runner in interlocking interference. No offensive player may push or pull a runner in any direction or lift him to his feet, use interlocking interference by grasping a teammate or using his hands or arms to encircle the body of a teammate, or assist the runner except by individually blocking opponents for him. And if this is done, they want it to be a penalty for assisting the runner, interlocking interference or illegal use of hands, arms, or body by the offense, a loss of 10 yards. Basically, they're trying to go back to the rule the way it was 20 years ago. Here's my feeling on where we're at today. My gut feeling is it's gone. I think the tush push is as good as gone. I think the NFL for the last month has done everything they could behind the scenes to convince the votes they need to get. I mean, they know exactly who was voting one way and who was voting another way last month. They know it. And I think Roger Goodell did everything he could the last month to absolutely screw the Eagles and get this thing out of the NFL. When the commissioner wants it out, it's out. He's going to get the votes. I don't know if it's, hey, you vote my way and I'll help you down the line. I don't know how he does it. He's going to get the votes. I believe the tush push is going to be gone. Let's hear from Jeff Darlington, NFL Network, or excuse me, ESPN, talking about the tush push and what we might get when this vote does come down.
Well, here we are again. You mentioned the fact the owners are about to meet again. This time around, we do anticipate a vote. I was at the league meetings in Palm Beach about 6 weeks ago now, when this was an intense discussion about whether they would ban the tush push. Green Bay put forward the proposal to potentially ban it, but I can tell you just from my discussions, I don't think that the league felt like they had enough of the vote to wind up banning this rule. So we'll find out in these meetings whether that will happen. Right now it feels 50-50. Let's say it is. The Eagles are the team right now that are kind of calling around, trying to see if they can find enough teams to make sure that this does not get banned. They don't want to see it happen. They'd essentially need to find 8 teams because it takes 24 teams to vote on something to get it banned. If the Eagles can find 8 teams to say that we're going to keep it, ultimately the tush push will stay in effect. Very important few days between these owners at the league meetings.
I love that the Eagles are lobbying. I love that they're calling around trying to get the votes.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know what this is? It's like one of those situations where you know something bad is about to happen and you get the heads up and they say, hey, they out to get you.
Mm-hmm.
You better call some folks. You better call some folks. So yeah, that's basically what that is.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's hear Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, on the Tush Push and what he believes is gonna happen here.
Mark your calendar for Wednesday, May 21st. You're like, wow, that's soon. It's in 48 hours. Wednesday, May 21st is when I believe that the National Football League will ban the Tush Push. I think it's happening. The vote is coming in the next couple of days. The league meeting will go on. We'll have reporters, all that stuff. I think it's going to go. I really do. And I'm just reading the tea leaves. I don't quote sources. You guys know that's not my thing. I'm reading opinions. I'm reading anonymous opinions and on-record opinions from the league, from different owners and dignitaries around. I think this is it. And I think the Eagles will adapt. And they'll run some version that, of course, goes by the rules. But this version we're seeing here right now, I think will go away.
All right, excuse me. I'm not laughing at the tush push being gone. Kyle did send me the video of you Irish step dancing. So
yeah,
now
I tracked you down.
I knew Kyle was doing that when he was he didn't have a whole lot to say. He was diligently looking
on
the internet.
Yeah, this is good stuff, man. You should have told us about this a long time ago. All right, 215-592-9494. What's your gut feeling? The owners are meeting. The Eagles are lobbying for the votes. I think this thing is gone. I think Roger Goodell is going to get the votes he needs to ban the tush push, and the play is no more. Kyle, where do you come down as we are hours, maybe minutes away from a vote here? What do you think is going to happen? Gut feeling on the tush push.
So, I've been pretty strong this offseason about I think they're just basically trying to screw the Eagles.
Yep.
Or, you know, maybe not like screw the Eagles, but...
No, they're screwing them.
Yeah, sure. It's a way that they can just knock them down a peg after being Super Bowl champions. Mm-hmm. Easy way for them to do that. And the tabling of the discussion until May so that they could get enough votes definitely made me think that it was gone. So I read the wording of the new rule yesterday. It kind of made me feel a little bit differently about it. And maybe I'm just in denial or I'm holding on to some sort of string of hope here. But the wording is not just about banning the tush push. It's about going back to the rule that they had changed in 2005.
Right.
And, I mean, there was a reason they changed from that rule to what we have now. Like, they found it, I think, difficult to officiate, and some of it was, I think they thought was a little subjective. Like, you're not allowed to aid any ball carrier whatsoever. That means not just the tush push being banned, but no more of those scrums that you see down the field when a runner's getting stopped by the first down marker or by the end zone. No more piles where you push them in. I don't know if everyone's going to be okay with going back to that rule. Like, that changes things, right? This isn't just about eliminating the tush push. Now this affects every team in the NFL.
It does. It feels like, now, you're right about that. It also feels like it's a way they could say they didn't ban the tush push, right?
And
they just changed the rule, and by that, you can't do the tush push.
Right, and I wonder now if that's sort of what the Eagles, you know, because we heard that they're calling teams and lobbying them to vote with them. I wonder if that's what they're doing, if they're going and saying, hey, like, this is no longer just about us and the tush push. This is going to change what a play looks like in the NFL in a lot of cases. Well, so, like, if I were them, that's what I would do. I think I gained a little bit more hope that it might be back for at least another season while they really finalize what the language of this should be.
Well, I hope you're right, because I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, this whole thing has been a witch hunt by Roger Goodell. He just wants it out of the game. And I think it feels like a small thing. It's not to me. The season opening game is the Eagles hosting the season opener at home here against the Cowboys. Roger Goodell looks ridiculous if he goes to all this degree to get this thing out of the NFL and then it stays and they run it five times against the Cowboys. He's going to get it out. He's going to, as much as the Eagles are lobbying for the votes, too, what concerns me is if Goodell wants this out of the game, Goodell's going to get it out of the game.
Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things where this is the thing that I don't like about any of this. Is that it's they're baseless accusations about injury concerns, because the data has not proven that there is an injury concern doing this play.
Well, there's zero. I mean, there's been zero injuries that are reported.
And this is why, you know, I was just talking about Frankie Louvo. I'm not just talking about him. I'm talking about Coach, McDermott.
Yep, who's a hypocrite.
Coach McVay and all those other coaches that sat there. And when you talked about injuries, because that was the guys that under which you tried to get it banned, you had no data. You had no talking points. And that's the thing that's irritating. It's almost like having a debate. If, like, we sit here and we talk every day, and me and you might be on different sides of things. And most times we have strong talking points for either way that we feel.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those situations where there is no strong talking points against it. And when you talk about, and this is the thing that bothers me, it's you're talking about it from a rugby perspective when you have no rugby background. Somebody that has played the game, has a little bit more knowledge than you, or a lot more knowledge than you, however you want to spin it, is telling you that it's totally different than a rugby play.
It's become a crutch. Like, yes, if someone that wants it out says, it's rugby.
It's a rugby play. What do you know about rugby? Okay, what can you tell me about
not
a
as much as you, obviously.
Well no, it's
you're the rugby expert
no,
around
definitely
here.
Definitely not a rugby expert.
Well, I have the a video in front remember, of me with Irish step dancing. It tells me different.
Do you know the one thing I remember about rugby is how you're constantly moving. In football, you have 2 or 3 seconds where you set up the next play or whatever. In rugby, you're constantly moving the ball down the field.
Right.
That's a different set of things going on. And when you get in that scrum is not as easy as you think it is, because you've been – think about it like this. You've been running all that time. Then you get in the scrum, and you're trying to pick up the ball and run, and your arms are around everybody.
Feels hard.
That's not the same. It's not, bro. I'm trying to tell you. I was out there with some kids one time, Joe. They ran the hell out of me. And I was like, no, we good.
You can't do this. Wait, you got cooked by kids playing rugby?
Yeah. Because they were doing something where they were doing a weave, and you know where they hand the ball off or whatever, and that's tiring. Like, rugby's different. You're disrespecting rugby when you say football. Can't wait. It's like rugby.
We get our hands on all these clips of you and
I'm working on the audio.
Okay, 215-592-9494. Are your gut feeling this morning? The tush push vote is finally coming down. They tabled it last month because Goodell, that weasel, didn't have enough votes, and now he's going to convince everyone to vote against the Eagles. Eagles are lobbying to try to not get this out of the game. The Packers rewrote the proposal, and now you can't do this anywhere on the field. There's no pushing to aid the ball carrier anywhere on the field. What's your gut feeling today as the tush push vote is about to come down? Mine and Hugh, we're on the same page with this. We think this thing's gone. I think it's as good as gone. My gut says they're going to ban the tush push by the guise of this new rule that they proposed. Kyle's still got some hope back there. Holding that hope, this thing is not gone. Where are you guys coming down? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy Tush Push Appreciation Day, man.
That's what it is, yeah. And we might have a few of those the next few days, Chris, because I think this thing is good as gone.
Yeah, she's gone. Cue up the doors, the end. This ride's over, fellas. So, listen, to that moron Luvu and all these other idiots, it's not rugby. I played rugby in college. And here's the other thing. They try to say it's like a scrum, but here's the other thing. The other team can also win the scrum. So it's not one-sided. Like, they're just dumb. So I got a message to a couple of these haters, and then I want to get to the other side of this coin. A message to the cheese packers. Y'all a bunch of clowns. This doesn't change the fact that, you know, you will not hoist the Lombardi like we did last year. Okay? A message to little Frankie boy Luvu. Go to Green Bay and go up there to get some cheese with your wine. I'm done with this. Y'all can't beat us, so you have to change the rules. You got to move the goalposts. That's okay. That's okay, because guess what? We're still going to win, and we're still going to go, what, Joe, and you, back to back.
And we know it's not easy. It's not always
easy to go back to back.
Back to back, baby. We're going back to back. And to the tush push, you were unstoppable. You were the best. Thank you for everything you've done for this fan base, and thank you for being part in helping us to win another world championship. G-O-O-D-B-Y-E. We will always love you, brotherly shove.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. Today we spelled goodbye.
Yeah, I was wondering. Because I thought it was go by. And I was like, wait a minute, I missed some letters.
At first, it sounded like he might have missed the D, but I don't think he did.
He didn't miss the D.
I see we're off to a very mature start this morning.
He missed the D.
You going to be all right over there?
We all missed the D.
No. I thought he spelled go by.
Go by the tush push. All right, 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast is ignoring all the signs and saying it's staying. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's going
hey, Will.
On, man?
Listen, it's not going anywhere, right? Because this is the thing, right? These guys got to work harder at what they do. Just like I was saying yesterday about some of these other teams, right? The whole thing is, if you're going to take that away, you might as well take hiking the ball away. Because it's the same thing. You hiking the ball, and it's you know, they bumping bodies and going after the quarterback. It's the same thing. The only thing that's different is somebody just pushing. It's the same as that thing. But the whole thing is, yes, a lot of teams did get injured with that tush push. The Eagles. That's what got injured because they couldn't stop it. And the whole thing is, how you gonna take away a play that we put together, we created, and it works because nobody could stop it. But like I keep saying, the argument is a team stopped it twice and made us turn the ball over. So it can be stopped. It's all about the teams putting the work in to see how you can stop it. But guess what? We're going to keep hope alive today, baby. The tush push will live on, maybe for another season, and after the season it may be gone. But guess what? The longer it stays, the longer it's going to be. And guess what? Ain't no team going to beat us, even without the tush push. Y'all still couldn't beat us. What y'all needed to ban was Saquon Legs. That's what y'all should have banned, because the tush push didn't help us win the Super Bowl. You dig what I'm saying? Our play strategy and our players did. But I'm going to end it with this. I want to say something about the Phils real quick. Hey, listen, man. I'm feeling the Rocky moment. Can I get a Rocky moment real quick for the Phils, please?
Kyle, he needs his Rocky moment. He needs it.
We back in the building. They thought we was gone, but guess who's in first place? Guess who's winning now, baby? Because I told everybody, stop doubting us. Stop counting us out. Everybody is contributing to this season. We got our pitcher down, he's banned, but guess what? Everybody got to step up. And this season is batting season. We're not dependent on the pitchers. All we got to do is keep playing softball, going up, running the score up, and we ain't got to worry about the pitchers. All we got to do is keep winning. Keep this same mentality, man. Let's keep winning and keep sweeping these teams over and over again. So what I want to say about the Phils, the World Series is coming home. We're on our way, and nobody's going to stop us. Keep hitting right, keep playing hard, team, baby. And guess what? We still on the ride, and we're going to be the best.
Let's go, Will. Will, appreciate the Funko. Will's fired up as the Phillies win in Colorado.
I was having a call screener issue back here.
Yeah,
just
right.
For excuse me.
You back on now?
Yeah, we're back.
Call
back.
Screener issues, also known as watching Hugh Irish step dance back there.
Well, no, okay. That's already done with.
Oh, good.
The audio is cut, so we can play that
later on.
Oh,
I can't wait. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the Tush Push. Gut feeling this morning as the vote is about to go down. Is it gone? Like your gut feeling. Have we seen the last of the Tush Push? I believe we have. Hugh believes we have. Kyle's holding out hope. This thing is not gone. Hugh's clues for a great prize.
Hey!
And we got to hear from an enemy of the Tush Push. Exactly what Frankie Louvu said. You'll hear that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.